And good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig. This is the Over the Fence show here on Raglan Community Radio, 98.1 FM and 89.0 Free FM. Coming out of Hamilton, and whether you're listening live, you'll be listening to that. Or you might be listening back to a podcast on Raglan Community Radio's website or Free FM's website or Spotify or something like that. So either way, I hope you enjoy the show, and thanks for listening. And so today, we're going to be talking to local councillor Lisa Thompson when she can come in. Also, we'll be going through some primary sector headlines, have a look at some weather, and do some gardening to-dos. And if we get time, we'll do some public service announcement. Also, for now, here goes Shuggy Otis, Strawberry Letter 23. We'll come back straight after this one with the headlines. Shaggy Otis there with Strawberry Letter 23. And now it's time to promise set the headlines here on the Over the Fence Show. Climate Change Commissioner Chair Dr. Rob Carr has called for reform of emissions trading scheme. He said the ETS allows companies to plant and pollute, and the country's plans to reduce emissions rely too heavily on planting trees to absorb carbon dioxide instead of actually reducing the amount of damaging climate gases being released. And Kinner are being removed from four areas of the Marlborough Sounds as part of a research project to rejuvenate seaweed and kelp on reefs. Dr. Nick Shears, a University of Auckland associate professor, said the project was part of a Sustainable Seas National Science Program to ideally reverse impacts of seaweed loss and make ecosystems more resilient to sediment runoff, forestry effects, overfishing and climate change factors in the Queen Charlotte Sound. Shears adds removal of Kinna in the Hauraki Gulf has helped seaweed rejuvenate. And the Ministry of Trade and Agriculture Minister Damien O'Connor is meeting with counterparts in India to specifically progress opportunities for agricultural cooperation. O'Connor will also speak at the Farm to Fork panel showcasing New Zealand's investments in agri-tech on farm training and skills development and climate change responsive farming. It'll be interesting to hear what he actually says about climate change responsive farming. So something to look forward to. And 1.4 million hectares of land has been cleared of wadding pines following a $100 million funding injection announced in 2020. Biosecurity Minister Damien O'Connor said the program has had a huge impact with native tussock, bush and grazing land now recovering and the outlook for biodiversity is brighter. New Zealand has huge potential for growing ginseng on the volcanic plateau in the North Island, Glenn Chen says. Chen planted ginseng, an antioxidant-rich plant whose root has been used for thousands of years in Chinese medicine in between rows of pine trees about 15 years ago. Chen said the pumicy soil, chilly temperatures and dappled shade make New Zealand pine forests the perfect environment for growing ginseng. And it's interesting. I always love innovations like that, and good on Glenn Chen. And the government has signed off a national policy statement for highly productive land, but the details on exactly what it includes have not yet been released. Market gardener Colin Sue from Puke said increased development in the Franklin area was making it harder to grow veggies. Sue also adds some market gardeners in Pukekohe have been left with no option but to sell their land to developers. And Franklin Market Garden produce 26% of New Zealand's total vegetable production, generating $327 million a year in produce. And it's good that they're finally doing something about that. It's probably maybe like 10 years late because, I do remember, I'll be going on about this for a long time. Hey, and finally something's happening, which is great. So I'm pleased about that. Finally the highly productive land is being kind of valued. Cheers, Ant. See you soon. Which needs to happen otherwise, because, I've had maybe two interviews on the show about it. One guy, Richard Gaddam from the Hiratonga Plains down in Hawke's Bay, I had him on about it, and same thing happening down there, and also the same thing happening up around Pukekohe, Patamahui, Tuakau, Onifiru, all these highly productive kind of places. So finally something's happened along that lines. The devil's in the detail, as they say, though, so we shall see. And there's kind of your headlines, and now I'm going to play for you Sublime, Scarlet Begonias. Hope you enjoy it.
As I was walking down north, south, east, and west. We sold some mushroom tea, we sold some ecstasy, we sold nitrous, opium, acid, heroin, and PCP. And now I hear the police coming after me. Yes, now I hear the police coming after me. The one scarlet with the flowers in her hair, she's got the police coming after me.
But there ain't nothing wrong with the way she moves. All scarlet begonias and a touch of the blue.
They're Sublime there with Scarlet Begonias, of course, a cover of an old Grateful Dead number. And it's weather time here now on the Over the Fence show. And rain or showers for most regions of New Zealand today, with southerlies for the South Island gradually spreading northwards, with perhaps a few thunderstorms for the Western North Island this afternoon. And I've heard over last night and today, like three people say that the thunderclap, there was a big massive one over Raglan last night, said it was exactly over their house. And this can't actually be the case because the houses are in slightly different places, but in the same kind of area. But I did hear Paul, the Friday Freak Zone host, who I'm going to dedicate a song to very soon actually, talking about it. He saw the thunderclap actually roll back up after it had struck, roll back up into the clouds. So that's a cool experience. But anyways, some instability should develop for the North Island today. Firstly in Auckland, then spreading south. A low pressure system hangs around the North Island on Friday, Saturday, with a chance of heavy rain from Auckland north and for the east coast, with reasonably gusty southeasterlies also. Saturday, the low will unravel with winds calming down, but rain or showers are still possible. For the Waikato, there's showers today. Perhaps an isolated heavy fall and thunderstorms easing from this afternoon. And it's a beautiful day there at the moment, actually, here in Whanganoa, looking out the window of Raglan Community Radio HQ here in the town hall. Yeah, it was a little showery earlier, I guess, but yeah, it's cloudy. But yeah, right now it's looking lovely out there. So, showers till Saturday, cloudy Sunday, Monday, showers returning Tuesday. Daytime temperatures somewhere between 17 and 19 degrees Celsius this week. And the nighttime temperatures are somewhere between 9 and 12 degrees Celsius. Winds are nor'westerly today, east-south-westerly tomorrow, south-westerly Friday, south-westerly Saturday, south-south-westerly Sunday, east-nor'easterly Monday and Tuesday. Humidity somewhere between 95 and 99%, and the sun rose at 6:12 a.m. and will set at 6:15 p.m. Pretty close, isn't it, folks, those two numbers? And the length of visible light is 12 hours and 54 minutes, and the actual day length is 12 hours and 2 minutes. And tomorrow will be 2 minutes and 24 seconds longer than today. And the reason those numbers are so close is because, of course, the spring equinox is nearly here. It's actually going to exactly happen on 1:30 a.m. on Friday at, 1:03 or 1:30 a.m., somewhere between there, which is interesting. And always love equinoxes and things like that. So, yes, the day will be exactly of equal length on Friday, which is, it's great. It means, for me, it's the actual start of spring, not the actual month of September, but, you know, depends how you look at it. And the sun crosses, of course, the equinox is the sun crossing the Earth's equator
and arises exactly due east and sets exactly due west. And yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, this week I've finally got my act together and I've got some actual rain to report for you guys. It's been a winter of not reporting the rain, which is weird, but as it goes. Craig from Tahutawires had 15 mils this week. Callum at Three Streams has had a 48 millimetres. Thanks you, Craig. Thank you, Callum, for that. Chris out O'Keedy has his 65 mils. Top of the pops today, Chris. Well done. And the official Waikato District sites have one at all at 37 mils. Waramarama at 30 mils. Tiaroha, 6 mils. Tikuiti, 43 mils. Tamihana had 13 mils. And the Pinnacles out the Coromandel Ways had 55 mils. So, yeah, again, really interesting. 48, difference between 48 mils and 65 mils over a very short area between Three Streams and O'Keeti. That's why I remember now. I love doing the rain things. But, yeah, like me, my contributors to the show have been a little idle checking their rain. So, yeah, maybe not completely accurate this week, but yeah, from next week we'll get back into it a bit more accurately. But there you are. There's the rainfall. There's the weather. I'll come back with some gardening to-dos after this one called Sedan Delivery by Neil Young. And I played this one because, interestingly enough, it started from conversations about the Monkees, the band The Monkees, at the Quiznot last night. And I ended up having like three different conversations about, you know, how Stephen Stills was going to go into the Monkees, but his teeth are too crooked and he didn't want to straighten them up. And, you know, the TV station wanted him to do it and da-da-da, which led on to Neil Young chat. And so I got talking to two different people last night about this particular song. And this is the one that Kurt Cobain notes as the first kind of grunge song. So here we are after that long spiel. Sedan Delivery, Neil Young, off Live Rust, Sedan Delivery.
I beat a woman with varicose veins. She stopped to see herself in the mirror, fix her hair and hide her vein. But she lost the game. Next day you went to the dentist, pulled some teeth and I lost some blood. You like to thank him for the car to send us. My wives and I were all choked up. To get away. Gotta 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 get out of here. Gotta get away. Thank you.
Young there, Sedan Delivery from 1976, I think it was, Live Rust. And Gardening To Do's here now on the Over the Fence show, Gardening by the Moon. Now till Sunday, prepare beds for spring planting by adding compost, rock dust and lime if necessary. And from Monday, good time to plant out leafy greens and direct sow your mesclun. And let me get to the big list of September planting things in the Waikato. Here they are. Alyssum, apples, apricots, asparagus, basil, beans, beetroot, blackberry, blueberries, bok choy, broccoli, cabbage, calendula, capsicum, carrots, cauliflower, celery, chrysanthemums, coriander, cosmos, courgettes, cucumbers, dahlias, daisy, dianthus, eggplants, feijoas, forget-me-nots, fuchsias, gerberas, gladiolus, impatiens, kale, lavender, leeks, lemons, lettuce, lily, limes, mandarins, marigold, mesclun, oranges, pansy and viola, parsley, parsnip, peas, pears, petunia, phacelia, poppy, potatoes, pumpkin and squash, radish, raspberries, rhubarb, rocket, rose, silver beet, snapdragon, spinach, spring onion, strawberry, sweet pea, sweet corn, and tomatoes. So, there you are, folks. That is the gardening to-dos for the week, and I've just heard from our guest, Lisa Thompson, and she's been at a meeting in Ngaruawahia, so she won't be able to, and it ran a little longer than she expected, so she won't be in today, but that's all good, because I'll just play more music. Here we are, Pavement, Perfume V.
Slash the beds and when it looks like a wife's ex cry, we'll cover all the rugs that she could. She's got the radio active and it makes me feel okay. I don't feel okay. She's got the radio active and it makes me feel okay. I don't feel okay.
Pavement, Perfume V. And I'll come back to some public service announcements after this one here by Parky Courts called Ducking and Dodging, which goes out to Paul. We were just talking about, we weren't talking about it, but yes, I played one of their tracks last week and then Paul played one on his fabulous Friday Freak Zone show, which goes from 2:30 to 5 on a Friday afternoon on Raglan Community Radio. So check that one out. It's a great show. This one goes out for you, Paul. Parky Courts, Ducking and Dodging.
You've been ducking and dodging, but you can't come home no more. Ducking and dodging, but you can't come home no more. Hey, you got home.
synchronized right there on the silver screen. Heard the sounds suggesting lineage of influence. Yeah, I saw it there in the motherland. Steps and gables, steeples, stairways wind away from origin. In untrampled vintage floats the proof I cannot be freed. The concert stage, the velvet cage, the glass perimeter of me. All my friends are disappearing. All my letters are in codes. All I ever think and feel in your shadow, it erodes. Waiting, waiting by the silent phone, I draft my next apology. Burn my letters once they're read. An alloy joy, I thrice repeat. An alloy joy, an alloy joy. Listen to what I just heard. It's raining on the sun, jailbird. And just like you, the way it moves, a fog that creeps in, grinning always in your hair and in your hallways. Got detained in San Francisco on your way to get fresh air. The USA didn't want you there. Juggled oranges, but no one cared. You've been ducking, dodging, but you can't come home no more. You've been ducking and dodging, but you can't come home no more.
glasses on wood and gold. If you float, you burn. Loose talk around tables. Abandon all reason. Avoid all eye contact.
Public service announcements time here on the Over the Fence show. And what do we have for you today? Well, don't forget it's voting day. Between kind of a few days ago and the 8th of October. So you may well have received your voting forms and little booklets and things like that by now. I haven't, but I'm still waiting. So, dilly-dally, didn't I? And it was only a few weeks ago I changed my address thing over. So, but yes, please vote, everybody. It's important, and you may well think to yourself, well, why should I bother? Because you should bother, because it's important to, you know, have your say, and it's part of democracy. And I guess just think to yourself how many people in the world would love to have the opportunity to actually have a vote, and you do. And lucky us. And Te Tiritio Waitangi, a workshop. There's another one coming up on October the 29th on Saturday from 9 to 4:30. I went to one last weekend, maybe. Very informative, more informative than I thought it would be, to be honest. So, yeah, that's a good thing to do. And Spring Fling is coming up at the Community Gardens, organised by the good people next door at the Flying at Our Environment Centre. That's 25th of September from 2 to 4. And that's basically a cruise down and do a little tidy up the gardens, and then got rock painting and things for the kids to do and stuff like that. Also next door, of course, being Wednesday, the Tool Library is open, and they've got lots of stuff in there for you to peruse or borrow if you like. And the Aroha stand is sitting out there in the entranceway to the Raglan Town Hall. Seeds, potting mix, and a little container to take it home. All you got to do is give them a little water, and there you are. And also the Raglan Growers Market, which is quite exciting, is restarting again on the 14th of October. So that's coming up on the 14th of October. And what other public service announcements going to bring you? There's a men's group tonight, of course. It's been going for a little while, and this one's at 7 o'clock at the Old School Arts Centre. So if you can make it, cruise down to that one. And I think that's all I'll bring you for now. So what I'm going to do now is play a song by a flying nun,
band called A Look Blue Go Purple with I Don't Want You Anyway.
Coffee.